Customers for life, huh?
Customers for life. I've been taught in my sales career that provide good service, provide excellent value for the product or service that you're selling will retain your customers forever. Well, sadly, I gotta tell you, it works. And it works, you can hold on to customers for a long time, but it's normally never forever. I've seen this, well, I've heard of this probably most often in the financial planning or professional investment community. I have a brother-in-law who's very successful. He's a top 1% in the country for what he does at a large banking and brokerage firm. And he told me that the biggest complaints that he receives from his customers is that they're questioning why they weren't kept in the market when the market went up and why they didn't exit the market before the market goes down. He's outperformed a lot of portfolios doing what he does, and he still has had his top accounts leave him based on what they've heard on the news or another brokerage, competing brokerage firm taking them from him. I also have a friend in Naples who went to college with me, very successful in the financial industry, very conservative with his programs for long-term growth for accounts, but primarily, rides performance of a good clip for growing money for, pension funds. He does pension funds for schools, for municipalities, and for wealth management for people in Naples. And he called me recently, and he told me that he had an account that he's had for 10 years, $40 million worth of assets that performed at a 13% growth rate over 10 years. It was a family trust, and the dad died. Well, he was close with one of the sons in the family, and there was a second son in the family that has control of the trust now, and he was not engaged, or, he was not, in the know or on the radar screen of this son. In any event, this alpha son, which was not influenced by my friend Larry, moved the account. And again, it was not based on performance, it was based on not having a relationship in place, which probably couldn't have occurred because this son was in a different part of the country, had his own stable of investment planners, and had no idea that my friend existed. I heard this story from him, and then he reminded himself. He said, earlier in his career, he's been doing this since 1981, his manager told him that, honestly, we are all renting our clients and customers, and there will be a day, no matter how well you do your job, that you will be replaced, and it may have nothing to do with your performance. So his advice was, make sure that you have a marketing plan that's working all the time, that is recruiting and developing new territories and clients for you to acquire, and minimize the weight of your account base. Get it away from a 20% rule to try to level it off to more of a 40 to 50% bucket, so that when the time comes for you to lose that major account, you won't be devastated, and you'll be able to, continue and prosper.